Cartel Jalisco's killing field operated for years in Mexico without government interference. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on March 13, 2025. New information relating a killing field to Cartel Jalisco New Generation, where authorities found hundreds of shoes and personal items, raises serious questions as to why it was allowed to operate for so long. At the same time, the number of victims reported missing rose to more than 700 in that region. The discovery took place earlier this month in a ranch called Izaguirre in the municipality of Tichitlan, Jalisco, when a group of activists who search rural areas looking for the remains of cartel abduction victims went to the property. The group almost immediately began finding charred bone fragments, incineration areas, charred bone fragments, and hundreds of pairs of shoes and personal items. As Breitbart Texas reported, the now-abandoned ranch was used by Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, as a training ground for recruits, a killing field, and a clandestine crematorium and mass grave site. The discovery, which has drawn international outrage, helps shed light on the horrors carried out by CJNG, which was recently designated as a foreign terrorist organization by the U.S. Department of State. According to the newspaper El Occidente, the cartel killing field had been in operation since 2012 and was abandoned sometime in 2022. The publication reported that in 7 years, there had been 744 cases of missing persons reported in the Valles de Jalisco, the area where the killing field was discovered. In the entire state of Jalisco, from 2018 to 2025, there have been 15,426 cases of missing persons reported. During a news conference this week, Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum stated that her country's Attorney General's Office, FGR, had taken over the case. Earlier in the week, Attorney General Alejandro Gertz Manero claimed that it was unbelievable that local and state authorities did not know about the ranch. On Wednesday afternoon, Jalisco's governor claimed there would be no passing the buck and announced that his administration would work with federal authorities to find answers. Para atender los sucesos de Tichitlan hemos acordado con la Federación diversas acciones conjuntas. Además de la atracción de las investigaciones por parte de la ETFGR Mexico, mañana llegará a Jalisco la Comisión Nacional de Búsqueda MX para iniciar trabajos conjuntos en el pic.twitter.com/sy2d7mo85. Pablo Lemus Navarro, at Pablo Lemus, March 12, 2025. The questioning by Mexican authorities comes as the White House accused Mexico of being a narco state where its political elite protected drug cartels, Breitbart Texas reported. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with the Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.